Hello there. This is Ray Noble in the orchestra on Here's the Veterans. The best in music for all you ex-service men and women and your folks everywhere. Especially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. I'll have a few words of interest for you veterans and your families later on. But right now, here is a tune we recently recorded. It's from our new album, our special arrangement of Dancing in the Dark. This is Ray Noble. You know, fellas, right this very minute, there are thousands and thousands of patients in Veterans Administration hospitals. The Veterans Administration provides the best that can be had in medical treatment and care. Well, there's no surprise about that, because it's natural that the health of our veterans should be looked after in this way. However, getting service in a VA hospital isn't like being served at a cafeteria or a movie theater, and the law says it can't be. In any Veterans Administration hospital, it most definitely is not a case of first come, first served. Admissions to VA hospitals are based on good medical practice, on realistic common sense, and on the law of the land. Now, suppose you fellas ask me, what are the rules that say who gets first chance to a VA hospital bed? Well, I've got the answer to that question. But before I give you the simple rules about getting into a VA hospital, I'd like first to play another of our selections from the new album. And here it is, the ever-beautiful Haunted Heart. And now, fellas, let's get back to what I told you a little while ago. I mean about Veterans Administration hospitals and what the law says about which veteran gets admitted first. There are only three simple rules, and when you hear them, I think you'll agree that the whole thing's a matter of fairness and common sense. In the first place, any time it's a case of emergency, the veteran should be granted, and is granted, immediate admission to the hospital. Next come those veterans who need treatment for a service-connected condition, a condition that was caused or made worse by service in the armed forces. I think we'll all agree that's fair. Now, in third priority, are you fellows who are not emergency cases and whose trouble does not have to do with a service-connected condition. The law says you can be admitted to a VA hospital if a bed is available and if you certify that you can't afford treatment elsewhere. And those are the simple rules. They're fair and they're just and they're realistic. And now, before we say goodbye to Here's to Veterans, please listen to You and the Night and the Music. The Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Ray Noble and the Orchestra. Here's to Veterans is presented transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President, whose members have donated their services, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top-flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And now, a word from your station announcer.
tomorrow.